making music probably in my mid to late teens. I had friends who could play songs off the radio, and I thought that seemed like a good way to be noticed, you know, by girls or whatever. So I picked up the guitar and tried to learn some guitar. And so that's really how I started, just as a community sort of thing, just because I wanted to be part of what was going on, you know. And just over the years, it's become more and more something that I love and something that's important to me.
Well, what are some milestones that helped you realize that this is something you might want to pursue full time, or that something that you had something unique to say in the world of music?
You know, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, like I'm still super excited every time we go to play, and people are there, and they come and they know the songs, and you know, and I always think, like, maybe I can do this for a living someday. And I'm like, well, I've been doing it for about 6 years, 7 years now. So I guess I am doing it, you know?
Well, and your music has taken you around the world. You were telling me about a recent visit to New Zealand.
Yeah. We played at a festival in New Zealand a few weeks ago, and we got the chance to travel around the South Island, and we filmed a bunch of videos. So I actually filmed acoustic performances of almost every song on the new album on the South Island in different exotic locations. So that was really a dream come true.
Have you found that your music has a universal appeal? Does it speak to people just as well in New Zealand as it does in America?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't understand exactly how music works, you know, but there's something about chords and sounds and things that connects to certain people. And yeah, we've definitely found an audience in New Zealand. I mean, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, you know, the internet has made everything international. So you can hear music from all over the world now, you know, which I think is really neat. I also think that, I think that music in some ways, I don't know, I miss some of the indigenous quality of music that maybe you had pre-internet. You know, now a lot of people, everyone has the same influences, but it is really cool that we can make music and people literally on the other side of the world can connect to it.
Well, I've talked to many musicians about that very same topic, about how the internet has changed music, but do you think that perhaps because you've been seen on the internet, it makes coming to see you live even that more special, even that more urgent to take the opportunity to come and see you live?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, it makes it possible. You know, I remember when I was growing up, you could only hear about music from the radio or from MTV or if they came through town. You know, and where I live, Charlotte is a decent-sized city, but we didn't get a lot of live music, to be honest, growing up. You know, so you know, you only had a handful of bands that were played at any particular time on the radio or on MTV. And so that's the only way you actually got to experience music. And now there's literally thousands and thousands of bands that you can listen to right now, whether it's on YouTube or it's on Spotify or on iTunes or on any number of services. You know, that just wasn't even the case when I was growing up.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your latest project that you're on tour promoting, Borderland. Any common themes or anything specific that inspired this particular project for you?
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's a lot of different things that we talk about in the album, but I think if there's one continual sort of thread, it's this idea that, I think there's an idea, you can either choose to love or you can choose to survive sometimes. And, you know, Springsteen says, if what you do to survive kills the things you love, then fear is a powerful thing. You know, and that's sort of the concept of the album, if there is one. It's this idea that are you going to choose to love even when it hurts? Or are you going to choose to survive if it means living without, you know, that thing which might make living worth living? You know what I mean?
I'm sure that you'll have some songs from the new album at your performance at Williams Baptist College, along with some of your others. But describe a little bit more in detail what audience members could expect to hear at the show at Williams Baptist.
You know, this new album is technically my fifth album, and probably my fourth, you know, as far as distributed, internationally distributed album. And so we'll have songs, you know, from all four albums, and we'll do stuff from each, you know, different eras of my life as a writer. But we'll definitely have some new songs, and we'll try and play everybody's favorites as well.
I'm sure you've played in all different types of venues in your career. Is there something special or different about playing on a college campus?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there's a different set of expectations, or, you know, there's just different baggage that comes with different venues. And I like college campuses because, you know, people seem to be really open and open to new things. You know, sometimes in other venues, people want a very specific thing, you know, but I feel like in college, people are really, you know, obviously it depends on the kind of university. But I think that, you know, people are more open to come to a show that maybe they haven't heard everything from the, you know, from the artist, you know, as at another type of venue, they have to make an effort really to come, you know. But there can be a different kind of energy on college campuses that I really enjoy.
When you come to this particular performance, are you bringing other musicians with you, or is this going to be a solo acoustic show?
It will be an acoustic show, but we will have a couple other guys playing with me. And so we actually really enjoy the acoustic shows because lyrics are something I spend a lot of time pouring myself into. And a lot of times the rock band, some of that gets lost, you know, in the bigness and in the volume of the performance, you know. So the acoustic performances are an opportunity to do something more subtle, you know, where people can really hear the lyric and the melody. And a lot of times I'll tell stories and talk about the songs, and people seem to really like that. It can be really fun.
Well, I sincerely hope that you enjoy your time that you spend here in Northeast Arkansas. We wish you the best and look forward to the concert.
Yeah, well, thank you. I look forward to it as well.